We begin a new halacha today that's based on chapter 40 in the second half of Likut Imran. A very, very interesting chapter that speaks about the greatness of going to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah. And a person who goes to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, when that person comes back, wherever they look, there's a bechina, they generate a bechina of the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see. Al pi ha-Torah, mi sheyodea me'eretz Yisrael, b'likutei tanina simen mem, ayin shom kol ha-Torah hazois heitev. Look over that entire chapter on Likut Imran well. It's one of the medium-sized chapters. It's not that difficult. If a person has an opportunity, it's a very good idea to take a look at it. Vaklal, to summarize what it says there, she'iker kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Qualidei Enei Hashem. The main holiness of Eretz Yisrael, it draws from the eyes of Hashem. Alidei Shashem Yisborach Mistakel Shom Tomid. Based on the fact that Hashem is always looking at Eretz Yisrael. We know that Hashem is looking at the entire world. But obviously, the looking at Eretz Yisrael is much, much more powerful. Shalidei Zeh Avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkim, and that's one of the things that injects and infuses chachma into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that the air, breathing the air of Eretz Yisrael, gives a person chachma. Kienayim al shem hachachma ne'amar, because Rashi points out in Chumash that the eyes represent chachma. We find by Adam and Chava, the Torah tells us when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, Vatipokachna Eine Shnehem. Their eyes were filled with knowledge. Pikeach, Chochma. Poikeach Ivrim. We make that bracha every morning. Ve'ikar Bechinas Eine Hashem. Nisoyurin Alidei Ha'Hisparus Shashem Yisborach Mispair Im Yisroel. What turns on these eyes of Hashem, Kaviochel, to look at Eretz Yisrael and to infuse Eretz Yisrael with this Kedusha? It's the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. Hisparus, bibechinas, as the Pasuk says, Yisrael asher becho espoer, the Jewish nation in whom I take pride. The Gemara tells us in the beginning, Shezer bechinas tefillin. That's the concept of tefillin. The Gemara points out in the beginning of Masechta Brachos that in our tefillin, we express how proud we are of Hashem, the pride we take in our Hashem, in that it says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Aleikenu, Hashem Achod. Hashem, you are number one. You are the one and only. The Gemara asks, and what does it say in Hashem's tefillin? In Hashem's tefillin, Hashem expresses how proud He is of us, the pride that He takes in us. In Hashem's tefillin, it says, Atu echod, v'shimcho echod, umi ka'amcho Yisroel goy echod ba'aretz. Which nation is there in the world like Klal Yisroel, which is number one? So tefillin is hisparus. Tefillin is pe'er, tiferes. And Rabbi Nizal says there that the eyes of Hashem, this light of the eyes of Hashem that's shining into Eretz Yisrael, this light of Hashem is activated through the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. Shezeo bechinas tefillin. What's the kesher with the tefillin and the eyes? We know the Pasuk says, Ula toitofois bein einecho, that tefillin is connected to the eyes. The tefillin is supposed to be positioned on the forehead between the eyes. There's a special kesher between tefillin and the eyes. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this very elaborately in Likutei Halachos and Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Hei, where he expounds on the story in Sipurei Maaseis of the blind betler. The betler who didn't have any eyes, who couldn't see, meaning he couldn't see the narishkeit, the silliness of this world. He looked past this world into holiness. Umi shemistakel al ha'isparus hazois, and Rabbi Nizal writes over there in Likut Imran, that a person who looks at this pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael, nasn etzloi gam kein bechinas moichin tefillin. This generates seichel, and this generates the holiness of tefillin by that person. V'hamoichin boikin boinayim, and that person's seichel comes through the person's eyes. V'yazai, and then gam bechol mokim shehu mistakel nase gam kein hoavir bebechinas Eretz Yisrael. This person who looks at the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael, and he believes in it, and he really takes it in, that hisparus becomes a bechin of moichin tefillin. It shines through his eyes, and kaviyochel he emulates Hashem, so that where he looks also becomes the avir, the air becomes the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. All of this Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran. Avol ha-hisparus shel Hashem Yisborach bi'atzmoi lav kolotom zoyche lirois. However, the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael, not every yid's on a madrega to really be able to see that. Ach mi shemistakel al hatzadik. So therefore, a person who looks at the tzadik, the ikar, especially when a large number of people gather to the tzaddik, when that's when you really see the kovod of the tzaddik and the hisparus. The Hainu, for example, Barosh Hashanah, she'oz ikar hakibbutz. That's the most important time for Jews to gather together bichlal and to come to the tzaddik. V'oz oile hisparus harbe mehakibbutz hanal shemiskapsim elov bishvil lavoides Hashem. And then, when all of these people are gathering to the tzaddik, and what are they gathering for? They're not coming for the food, they're not coming for gashmias, they're coming to serve Hashem, to be inspired and motivated to serve Hashem. So Rabbeinu Zal says that at that time, there's an incredible amount of hisparus that comes forth from that kibbutz. Hashem derives tremendous pride from this large gathering of Klal Yisrael coming to the tzaddik, especially Rosh Hashanah. We know that the Gemara quotes the pasuk many times, Beroivam Hadras Melech, that when the more people that gather together, join together to do a mitzvah, that's the beauty of the king, Hadras. Hodor is like hisparus, a similar term to hisparus. V'hatzadik kolul mikol ha-hisparus hazois. The tzaddik is a composite of all of this pride, of all the yidden that are coming together to the tzaddik. We know that the Torah compares Moshe Rabbeinu to all 600,000 yidden put together. Ki ikar ha-hisparus shashem yisporach mispor b'Yisroel, hualidei hatzadik shemekarei voisom l'Hashem yisporach. Because the main pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisroel is through the tzaddik who brings Klal Yisroel close to Hashem. That's when Hashem gets real nachas from us. Shaydezeh Hashem yisporach mispor bohem. That's what enables Hashem to be proud of us and to take pride in us. Nimtza shehatzadik hu bi'atzmoi hikar ha'isparus. So therefore, if we want to be really honest, the tzaddik is the real hisparus, the pride of Hashem. We know that the Gemara tells the story of Eoiv, how Hashem was bragging to the Malachim. Hashem was saying, look at my fabulous servant Eoiv on earth, how good he is, how religious he is, how devoted he is. That's how the story of Eoiv begins. Alkein, therefore, mi shemistakel be'enov b'hatzadik, a person who looks with his eyes at the tzaddik. Now the word mistakel is used. Mistakel means not just a glance, a passing glance, but it means the person is looking at the tzaddik with the intent of wanting to draw something from that connection of the eyes. We know the Zohar HaKadosh says that the neshama has windows by which the neshama receives and gives. One of the most important windows of the neshama is the eyes. The pasuk, we have the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Meitzitz min hacharakim, mashgiach min hachaloinois. Kaviyochel Hashem peeks through the curtains and he looks through the windows. So the eyes are referred to as the windows of the neshama. So Rabbi Nizal says there, Mi shemistakel be'enov b'hatzadik, a person who looks with his eyes at the tzaddik, especially on Rosh Hashanah, when there's this large kibbutz, humamshich alatzmoi gamkein mizoisa hisparus. That person draws upon themselves some of that tremendous pride, that hisparus, bechinas tefillin. Vazai ha-hisparus v'hamrichin boikin bo'enayim, and then this pride, this seichel, crashes through the eyes, it breaks through the eyes. Vazai gam b'chol mokim shezeo ish mistakel nase gam kein Eretz Yisrael. And then this person who did this, wherever they look, it also generates also the bechina of Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar Eretz Yisrael nase al yidei ho'enayim, because the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael is generated through the eyes, that tomid einei Hashem alakecha bo, the eyes of Hashem are always focused on Eretz Yisrael. May reishis hashana v'yadachris hashana, the pasuk says, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Note that the pasuk includes the words may reishis hashana from Rosh Hashanah. Ki ikar Eretz Yisrael nasa al yidei ho'enayim al yidei ha'esparus kanal. Because again, the main holiness and power of Eretz Yisrael comes through the eyes, that light of the eyes, which is generated from this hisparus, from this pride. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Look over there in chapter 40, in the second half of Likut Imran. Study it well, so you'll have a good base for this halacha. Remember also the pasuk v'hoyu einecho royo ses moirecho. The Torah tells us your eyes must see your teacher. That connection of the eyes, which is a special way that Kedusha and Torah and Chochmah and Hisparus is being transmitted. Rabbi Nizal has a few chapters in the second half of Likut Imran, Torah Samach Vov and Torah Samach Zayin, where he speaks a lot about that pasuk. Now Rabbi Nosenzal goes into the topic of Birchas Hamozoim. Veze bechinas kois shel Birchas Hamozoim shetzorich sheyitein boi einov. And based on what we're learning here, we'll understand the significance of the kois of Birchas Hamozoim, where the Gemara tells us that the person who's leading the zimun is supposed to look into the wine of the cup of wine that he's holding when he's leading the Birkas Hamozoim. The wording in the Gemara is noisein boyenov, to give his eyes, place his eyes into it. Just like during the Kiddush Friday night, when we make the Boyer Priya Geffen and when we recite the bracha afterwards, we're supposed to be looking at the wine. Ki ikar Birkas Hamozoim hu legalois kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because one of the main points of benching, of Birkas Hamozoim, is that we want to reveal the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Shemishom iker kedushas v'tikin hu'achila. It's from Eretz Yisrael that we draw the holiness and the perfection of eating. Kimavur b'mokam achar, as we saw previously in Hilchas Dvorim Hanoyegim Besuda. Rav Nosson Zal spoke a lot about that. And as it says clearly in the pasuk, v'yochalto v'savoto uveirachto es Hashem alaykecho al ha'oretz ha'toyva ashenos anloch. You'll eat and you'll be full, you'll be satisfied, and you'll bless Hashem over the wonderful country that He's given you. It doesn't say you'll bless Hashem for the food. It says you'll uveirachto es Hashem alaykecho al ha'oretz ha'toyva ashenos anloch. So the focus of Birkas Hamozoim is the connection to Eretz Yisrael. It's from there that we're drawing holiness. It's from there that we're drawing the tikkun, the spiritual tikkun for our eating. Ve'ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael nizgala al yidei ho'einayim. And we learned just before that the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael is revealed through the eyes. Shemistaklin al ha'hisparus shel Yisrael, which look at the beauty and the pride of Klal Yisrael. Ve'zeh b'chinas kois shel berchas amos nachar achilo shel Yisrael. And this is the significance of that cup of wine that we use in a mezuman for birchas hamazon after yidden eat. Ki kois shel bracha ze bechinas klolius ha-hisparus masha shenisporach mispar b'Yisrael. Because this cup of wine, it's called kois shel bracha, represents, is a display of the pride and nachas that Hashem has from Klal Yisrael, which generates joy and great happiness in all the worlds. Because on the opposite side, when a Yid experiences a fall in Yiddishkeit, when a Yid becomes v'nisrachek me'Hashem Yisborach, and he becomes distant from Hashem, azay hu bechinas atzvus chas v'shom, then kaviyochol Hashem gets depressed. Bechinas, as it says in the Torah, vayis atzei v'liboy, Hashem became very sad when people were doing averis by the time of the Mabul. U'kemoshom Rabbi Seinu Zalan, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 46, shchina ma'oymeres. What does the Shechina say when a Jew is committing sins, when a Jew becomes distant from Hashem? The Shechina says, Kalani meiroishi, kalani mizroi. My head feels heavy, my arm feels heavy. Note, the head and the arm. The tefillin shel roish, the tefillin shel yad. When Jews are behaving properly, when we're doing the right thing, it's Yisroel asher becho espoer. Hashem takes pride in Yisroel, and that pride is displayed in the tefillin shel roish and the tefillin shel yad. When we're distant from Hashem, when we're going against Hashem, the Gemara says, kalani meiroishi, kalani mizroi. Ukimuva maimar zeh bahatoyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes this over there in chapter 40 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Aval behepech, but on the opposite side, kishe Yisroel miskarven l'Hashem Yisborach, when the Jews come close to Hashem, v'Hashem Yisborach mispoer bohem, and Hashem is proud of us, azay nitvasev oiz v'chedva b'kol ho'ilomois. This increases the joy and happiness in all of the worlds. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, Yismach Hashem b'masov. Hashem rejoices with his maisim, with his creation, with us. Bechinas maase yodai lehispoer. Note the pasuk says maase yodai, the creations of my hands lehispoer, which generate this hisparus, this pride. Shashem yisporach sos v'someach kaviyochol begoidel ha-hisparus shemekabel miYisrael. Hashem rejoices and is extremely happy, kaviyochol, through the great pride that he takes from us, in us. Shezehu ikar shashuav v'simchos yisporach. And this is the main pleasure and joy of Hashem. As the Torah writes about our pride, the pride that we take in Hashem, how proud we are of our Hashem, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Bishimcha yegilun kol hayoyim." Hashem, we rejoice with your name all day. Why? Kisif eres uzomoy oto. Because you are our pride, you are our power, our strength. Note Tiferes. Ki ha-hisparus hu simcha. Because when we speak about this term, this pride that Hashem takes in us, so that we take in Hashem, another word for this hisparus is simcha. U'kamashik zeh shekosuv, as the pasuk says, yefoer anovim bishua, yalzu chasidim bekovoid. Humble people will be made proud, yefoer, hisparus, with the salvation of Hashem, and Chassidim will be happy, Yalzu will rejoice with kavod, with honor. The connection again between the Hisparus and the Simcha. Remember, the Gemara says that one of the rabbis was walking around with a huge smile all day. His friend asked him, what are you so happy about? What was his answer? Tfilin kamanachna. I put on tfilin today. Again, the Hisparus and the Simcha. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, Sois osis bashem, togel nafshi beloikai. I rejoice with Hashem. My soul is elated with my Hashem. Ki hilbishani bigdei yesha, because Hashem has dressed me in clothing of beauty. Me'il tzedaka ye'otoni, He wrapped me in a garment of righteousness. Yechahen pe'er. Again, the word pe'er, this pride, this hisparus. Rav Nosson Zal is bringing proof after proof after proof to show that this hisparus generates simcha. It generates simcha by Hashem. It generates simcha by us. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, Shehai hisparus hu simcha, veze bechinas yayin hamesameach. And this is the concept again of the wine that we're using for Birchas HaMazon. Wine, when it's used properly with holiness, is called Yayin HaMesameach. Shehu Bechinas HaYayin Shel Kois Shel Brocha, such as the wine that's used for benching, the Kois Shel Brocha. Kama Shekosu, VeYayin Yesamach Levav Enosh. Hainu Ki HaYayin Digdusha. Dahainu HaYayin Shel Brocha, Hubechinas Simcha, Dahainu Bechinas Klolius Haisparus. Holy wine, wine Koshel Bracha, is Simcha. It's a composite of all of this pride. Shezeo Bechinas Simcha, Ki Einoimrim Shir Elal Hayayin, Kamay Shom Razal. Because the Gemara says that in the Beis Hamikdosh, the Levim would say Shir when the Nesachim of Yayin were being poured on the Mizbeach. As the Gemara says on the pasuk, HaMesameach Elokim VaAnoshim. The Gemara learns out, Mikan She'eino Imrim Shir Elo Layayin. V'chol HaShirois VaTishbochois Hein Bechinas Hisparus. And all songs that religious Jews sing, from Psukim and Tehillim, from other places, or songs that are made up, are all an expression of the pride that we take in Hashem, expressing how proud we are of Hashem. She'anu meshabchin meforan oisei yisborach b'shir v'renin v'halo v'simcha. We praise Hashem and we express the pride that we take in Hashem in these holy songs that we sing. Ki Hashem yisborach mispoer u'misroimim al yedei hashirois v'tishbochois shel amo Yisrael. Because Hashem becomes elevated and the pride of Hashem glows through the songs and praises of Klal Yisrael. Bibechinas, as it says, Yisborach v'yishtabach v'yispoer v'yisroimen. Hashem will be blessed and praised and the pride, Yisboer v'yisroimen, and elevated. We know those the on the night of Pesach, we say there, V'chol hamarbe l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, hareze mishubach. Whoever spends more time and effort speaking about the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the wonderful things that Hashem did for us in taking us out of Egypt, hareze mishubach. That person is praiseworthy. Shevach, again, shevach is an inyan of hisparus, pride. So the Zohar HaKadosh asks, and in the Breslov Haggadah, this piece of the Zohar HaKadosh is printed up front. Many people have a custom on Shabbos, at the three meals of Shabbos or on Yom Tov, to recite a piece of the Zohar HaKadosh that's relevant to Friday night, to Shabbos morning, to Shabbos afternoon, or at the Leila Seder, to recite this piece from the Zohar HaKadosh, which speaks about this concept. There the Zohar HaKadosh asks, why? Why do we have to talk about this every year again at the Seder? The Zohar HaKadosh says, I'll tell you why. Because when we down here sit at our Seder table and we tell our wives and children and families all about the great things that Hashem did for us by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem gathers all the malachim in Shemayim. And Hashem says to these malachim, look, look how proud the Yidden are of me. Look at the Hisparus, look at my Malchus, look at the... And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kaviochel, Hashem's Malchus and Hisparus becomes elevated to the highest, highest levels. Vezeh Bechinas, this is what it says in the Shiras Hayam, when the Jews were crossing the Red Sea. Oshiro LaHashem Ki Go'oi Go'o. Let us sing to Hashem because He is great. Go'oi, Ga'ava means pride. Zeh Bechinas HaHisparus. This again is referring to the Hisparus. We're expressing the pride that we take in our Hashem. Bechinas Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. Hashem is king and he's cloaked in this pride, this holy pride. Dahainu Bechinas Levushe Ga'avosoi VeHisparusoi. The garments of Hashem's honor, glory, and pride. Ozu Bechinas Oshiro LaShem. Then it's singing to Hashem. Ki Hashir VeHashevach Hu Bechinas Hisparusoi VeGavosoi Kaviochel. Because these holy songs that we sing where we express our praise for Hashem, this is displaying the pride and glory of Hashem. V'alkein, therefore, Hayayin Shel Brocha, the wine of the Kois Shel Brocha, Hu Bechinas Klolius HaHisparus, is a composite of all of this pride. Ki Olav Oimrim Kol Hashirois VaShisbochois, because it's over Kois Shel Brocha, like the Gemara said, Ein Oimrim Shir Elal Hayayin, and Shir, we said, holy song, is a display of this Hisparus. So it's over wine that we say all of these songs and praises. Ki ein oimrim shir elal hayayin. Any questions, please?
Says when you hear earlier we mentioned Aval Ha'itbarut Shel Hashem Be'atzmo Lav Kol Adam Zoche Lirot Ach Mi Shemistakel Al Hatzadik. So it's all the term, the word that he uses to look Al Hatzadik, over the Tzadik. I guess the translation is there.
As far as I know, there are sometimes when we say Al Hatzadik means over. But I believe, I think, that here it means looking at the tzaddik.
Looking at the tzaddik.
I believe so, at the tzaddik. Rabbeinu Zal once made a statement, "Von mir kann man wissen Gott's Größkeit." From me, you can realize Hashem's greatness. Meaning that when we can't see Hashem. So yes. How can we perceive Hashem's greatness? When we look at the tzaddik properly and we see his goodness, we see his greatness, we see how the tzaddikim emulate Hashem in their fantastic chesed and midos and all their goodness, that gives us an idea, like we can imagine, if this is the tzaddik, then imagine what Hashem is, imagine how great Hashem is. But interesting, we know that nothing that a tzaddik does is coincidence. So could be the fact that you noticed this, that he used the word Misha Mistakel al hatzaddik, you know, is a hint to us that when we're looking at the tzaddik, we're not focusing only on him. We're looking at him as a means of looking above him, of realizing that he's representing Hashem, and that our looking at him is especially to give us an idea, you know, and to increase our deep respect for, and love for Hashem.
Very nice. And then he keeps going and he says, ועיקר בעת שהעולם מתקבצים אליו. So today, by the kibbutz of Rabbeinu, how are we zocheh to look at the tzaddik?
Very good question. This question appears in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about hiskarvus and hiskashrus to the tzaddik, coming close and attaching oneself to the tzaddik. And one of the requirements there is looking at the tzaddik. We have the privilege of having Reb Nachman Chirin, who was one of the most outstanding students of Rav Nosson Zal, who wrote the commentary on Likutei Moran, Parpurois L'Chochma. And there he says that we know that every word that Rabbeinu Zal wrote in Likutei Moran has an application today also, even after he's no longer physically living with us. So he says, let me explain now how all the different procedures that are mentioned there in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, how it applies today. And he says, how do we look at the tzaddik today? And he says, one of the ways is when we come to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah and we look around at all the people that are gathered there, all the people that are gathered by the tzaddik, and we look at their good deeds and we look at their good desires, the ratzon, the good ratzon that every single person is coming to the tzaddik with the yearning, I want to be religious, I want to serve Hashem, I want to do tshuva, I want to be better. And Reb Nachman Chirin writes there, and the person realizes that all of these good ritzonos of all of these people are coming from the tzaddik. That's the wires that are attached from these people to the tzaddik. That's what's infusing them with these good desires towards Hashem, the love that they feel towards each other, the deep love at the kibbutz, where people, it's brought in previous generations, in Poland, in Uman, when the people would come for the kibbutz, people would see each other, they'd make a shechiyana when they saw each other. They would hug each other, they would kiss each other, they would cry tears of joy at how happy they were to see their friends who are mekusher to the tzaddik, where we share the most important thing in life together, our connection to Hashem through the tzaddik. So Reb Nachman Chirin says this is one of the ways of looking at the tzaddik, by looking at all the people that are gathered to the tzaddik. Number one. Number two, looking at the kever of the tzaddik. It's brought, even if a person can't physically be standing there, looking towards there, looking towards the kever, looking towards the gathering, is also an aspect of looking at the tzaddik. And this Reb Nachman Chirin had a custom, even though he was possibly one of the most important people at the kibbutz of Rosh Hashanah, he would walk around the shul and look at the faces of each and every person there. And he said, looking at their faces, I'm fulfilling the inyan of looking into the face, looking into the eyes of the tzaddik. Because each and every person here is a piece of the tzaddik, represents the tzaddik. It's a connection to the tzaddik. This is one of the ways. Another way is when we look into the sefer of the tzaddik, when we learn the sforim of the tzaddik. Rabbeinu Zal writes in a chapter in Likutei Moran, I believe it's chapter 192, if I'm not mistaken, that the tzaddik places ponov v'sichloi v'nishmasoi in his words. His face, his intellect, and his soul are in his words. So when we look into the sefer of the tzaddik, we're looking at the tzaddik. We're fulfilling this sinyan of looking at the tzaddik. These are some of the ways that we fulfill that.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else, please? Okay, we continue. V'ze b'chinas kois shel birchas hamozoim. And this is all tied into the cup that we use for benching. Ki onu tzrichim ato lahamshich kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because by saying the Birchas HaMozoim, we want to draw upon ourselves the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Shezehu Iker Mitzvahs Birchas HaMozoim. This is one of the main focuses of what we're trying to accomplish in Birchas HaMozoim. Bechinas V'yochalto V'savoto V'erachto Al Haoretz. Making that connection to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael nimshach al yedei ha'isparus. And the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes through the eyes, which draw their power from the hisparus. Al kein tzrichin lohavi kois shel birchas hamazon. Therefore we bring this cup of benching. Ki kois yayin shel bracha, hu bechinas hisparus v'simcha. Because this cup of wine of bracha is an example of this pride and this simcha, shal yidei zeh ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is the basis for the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. It's brought that the word kois is bigematria 86, which is Hashem's name Elokim. Yayin is 70. 86 plus 70 is 156, which is Yosef, the Tzaddik. So this Kois Yayin represents the Tzaddik. Looking at that cup of wine, I'm looking at the Tzaddik. And again, thereby, I'm seeing this Hisparus. And again, wine is Malchus. Ve'yein Malchus Rav Kiyad HaMelech, it says Miguel's Esther. Wine is royalty. Wine is malchus. Wine is the most important drink in existence. It's the only drink which has its own bracha. And there's so much written about yayin and about kois. So this kois yayin is also an example. By looking at this kois yayin, when we're benching, this is also an aspect of looking at the tzaddik. V'zeh b'chinas kois shel birchas hamozon shetzorech litein ein of boy. And this is the concept of this kois, where a person is supposed to look at it. Ki ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael nimshach al yedei ho'einayim, al yedei shemistaklin al ha'hisparus, shayidei zeh b'chol mokim shemistakel na'as Eretz Yisrael, as we said before. V'al kein tzrichin litein einov b'kois shel birchas hamozon. This is why it's so important to look at the cup of wine when you're saying the benching. Remember, if a person doesn't know Birkas HaMazon by heart and they have to look into a siddur, then they, of course, should look into the siddur or the birkon. But certainly, before they start the benching or whenever they can, to look at that cup of wine. Ki ayayin shel bracha, yayin hamisameach hu bechinas hisparus anal. Because this wine is a display of this hisparus. Vayidei shemistaklin al zeh ha-hisparus nas Eretz Yisrael. And by looking at this pride, at this hisparus, we generate the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Shehu bechinas malchus, bechinas kois shel brocho kayadua. Eretz Yisrael is associated with malchus, and which is associated with kois shel brocho, as is known. Remember, we said she kois shel brocho hu bechinas David. The kois shel bracha is associated especially with David HaMelech, as it says in Tehillim, kois Yeshua is eso bechinas malchus. David HaMelech is the one who says, I lift up the kois of Yeshua's. And as we mentioned in a previous year, at that suda that Hashem is going to make when Mashiach comes, and Hashem is going to offer the benching to all the great tzaddikim, the shivaroyim, all of them are going to say, I'm not qualified, I'm not qualified. David HaMelech is going to say, Li Noel Levorech. I'm the person who's best suited to lead because he is the Malchus. Shezeo Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, Shu Bechinas Malchus. And that's also the concept of Eretz Yisrael, which is synonymous with Malchus. The Pasuk says, Rabbeinu Zal quotes this in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, Ve'eretz miskoimim aloi. The land is what gives him his kingdom, his malchus, his upstandingness. And we know that Eretz Yisrael is synonymous with tefillah, emuna, which is all the bechina of malchus. Nimtza, shekois shel brocha, hamole yayin digdusha, Zebchinas Eretz Yisrael. So we see, therefore, that this kois shel bracha, which is full of holy wine, is a bechina of Eretz Yisrael. Shemekabel ha-hisparus shel Yisrael, which Eretz Yisrael receives this pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. Shemishom ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael kanal. Ki hayayin shebekois hu bechinas ha-hisparus, because the wine that's in that cup represents this hisparus, bechinas simcha kanal. V'ha-kois bi'atzmoi shehu bechinas malchus, and the kois itself, which represents malchus, ki kois bigimatria elokim, kimuva bekisvi arizal, because the word kois is bigimatria 86, which is elokim, as the arizal says, velokim hu bechinas malchus, and the name of Hashem elokim is used to refer to malchus, kamei shekosuv velokim malki mikeden, v'alkein, and therefore ha kois shehu bechinas malchus. Hu bechinas Eretz Yisrael, shu bechinas malchus, kayadua. Nimtza, shehakois hu bechinas malchus, bechinas Eretz Yisrael, shemekabeles kidushosa meha hisparus shel Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael receives its holiness from the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. Shehu hayayin dikdusha, which is that wine, yayin hamesameach shebekois. The wine is simcha, which we said is synonymous with hisparus. Remember that throughout the Zohar Kodesh, it speaks very, very often about the union between Tiferes and Malchus, the yichud of Tiferes and Malchus. It uses the term Tiferes as an umbrella term to refer to the whole Zeranpin. So it talks about that connection between Tiferes and Malchus. Here we're seeing the connection between the wine, which is the Hisparus, the Tiferes, and the Kois, which is the Malchus. That combination is a Shlemus. V'alkein tzrichen liten boy einov, and this is why the person who's leading the Zimun must look at that Kois shel Yayim, ki ho'ikar tolui boy einayim, because it's the most important thing, it's dependent on the eyes here. Kaidei shemestakel be'enov al ha-hisparus, because by looking with his eyes at that hisparus, at that wine, al yidei ze na se'enov bebechinas enei Hashem. Through this, that person's eyes become a bechina, kaviyochel a bechina, the eyes of Hashem. Vazai, and then bechol mokim shehu mestakel be'enov, wherever that person looks with his eyes, Nase Eretz Yisrael. It generates this kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein tzorech lehistakel be'enov ba'kois shel brocha, and therefore he has to look with his eyes into the kois shel brocha, kedei lasos bechinas Eretz Yisrael, to generate this aspect of Eretz Yisrael, al yedei zeh, through this, al yedei shemistakel al hayayin v'al hakois, by his looking at the wine and at the cup. Shal yedei zeh mamshech ha-hisparus le'enov. By doing this, he draws this pride into his eyes from the wine. He's drawing that hisparus into his eyes. V'choyzer u'mamshech le'bchinas ha-kois. And then he reflects that light into the kois. Shu b'chinas malchus, b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. Dehainu le'kadesh ho'avir be'bchinas Eretz Yisrael al yedei ho'enayim. To sanctify and make holy the whole atmosphere in the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael through those eyes. There's a pasuk, Hine Ein Hashem El Yireyov. The eye of Hashem, Hine Ein Hashem El Yireyov. The word Ein, Ayin Yud Nun, 70 plus 10 plus 50 is 130. Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is 26. 130 plus 26 is 156, which is Yosef. Ein Hashem, the eye of Hashem. What is the eye of Hashem? The tzaddik is the eye of Hashem. We know that the tzaddikim are called Einei Ho'eda, the eyes of Klal Yisrael. They're the ones we look through their eyes to see which direction to get direction, to know where to go, what to do. So the tzaddik is this bechina of this Ein Hashem. There's another pasuk, Einei Hashem El Tzadikim, that kaviyochel Hashem gives over, he places his eyes into the tzadikim. I remember hearing from my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, once on a Lag Boimer. He was speaking about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, and he was speaking about his two students, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba. And I recall, we need a mathematician now. I recall he said that the words Elazar, Aleph, Lamed, Ayin, Zayin, Reish is Bigematria, 101, and 7 is 108, and 2 is 308, and Abba is 4 through 8, and 4 is 312. 312, which is 2 times 156, exactly. The words Elazar and Abba, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba, were the two closest students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. And many times in the Zohar Kodesh, he directs his attention to these two, the son and the student, the ben and the Talmud, as we learned a lot in chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran. So it's brought, Elazar Abba are Bigematria 312, which is 2 times 156. 2 times this Ein Hashem. These are the eyes. These two are these Ein Hashem, where again, the tzaddik, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, is broadcasting, shining his eyes into their eyes, into these two Talmidim, who were the main Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. The word Ayin, again, the word Yayin is 70, and the Ayin, the eye, Ayin is 70. And in the Kiddush that we say Friday nights, according to the Nusach of the Zohar HaKadosh, those that follow Nusach Sfard, the first part of the Kiddush has 35 words, the Yoyim HaShishi, and the second part of the Kiddush, the HaGefen and the Bracha, have 35 words. Exactly 70 words in the Kiddush. And again, when we're saying the Kiddush also, we're looking with our eyes into the Kais Yayin, in order to draw the Kiddush of Shabbos upon ourselves. Because Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael are one. Shabbos is the holiest day, Eretz Yisrael is the holiest place. And when the Torah speaks about the beauty of Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh, the land that flows with milk and honey. The last letters of Zovas Cholov Udvosh spell the word Shabbos. So Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael are one. Here in this halacha, Rav Nosson Zal is putting the tremendous emphasis on Eretz Yisrael, that our mission statement in Birkas HaMazon is to draw the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael upon us. And again, Shabbos is also that Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Any questions, please?
Rav Nosson, I wanted to ask you a question. It says Yain Amesameach. So Yain is Din, Amesameach is like how you connect two things together. Thank you.
I'm sorry if you could please repeat it. There's a little bit noise in the background. I wasn't able to hear clearly.
The Yain HaMesameach. Yain is a strict judgment, so it's not such a positive thing. And Simcha is a very positive thing. It's like, I don't know, Mohesed, don't know what it is.
Sure.
But it's like how two things match
sure.
together. So the one thing is it, on the other hand, is happiness.
Sure.
So like...
We mentioned this many times, that the Gemara says Yain can go either way. Yayin is called Tirosh. And the Gemara says the word Tirosh has two meanings, to the right and to the left. If a person drinks wine Bikdusha, on Shabbos, on Yontif, for Birkas HaMazon, and they drink the right amount of wine and kosher wine, then it's Tihi Rosh. It expands the conscience, the person, it elevates the Chochma, the Simcha, the person. If the person drinks wine improperly, it becomes shichrus, drunkenness. It blows the person's mind. The person becomes senseless. They lose their mind. Tihi rosh. Rosh means poverty. Ein oni elam en adas. So wine can go both ways. The malchus can go both ways. The malchus, yain is malchus. It can go to the right or to the left. It can be malchus digdusha or malchus of the sitrachra. That's why he's emphasizing that it must be yain hamisameach, because there's another kind of wine. We're talking here specifically about wine being drunk bigdusha, the right amount, the right timing, with the right bracha. Any other questions, please? Okay, we'll hold it over here for now. I have the privilege, one of the yard sites we mentioned today, Harry Fox's mother is buried on Har HaZeisim, not far from where my Rebbe is, Rav Rosenfeld, Ramichla buried. I hope to be going there now for the yard site. Hope to have all of us in mind there, that the great Sadiqim on Har HaZeisim should bless all of us. We depend on their tefillos. There's a pasuk, the Medrash quotes a pasuk, Gefen mimitzrayim tasia. Hashem brought forth a grapevine from Mitzrayim. So the Medrash asks, why are we compared to a grapevine? That just like a grapevine, in order for it to grow and expand, it wraps itself around dead wood, it wraps itself around a fence that's put there. So too we depend on the tefillos of the tzaddikim who have already passed away. We should be zeicha that all the tzaddikim on Har HaZeisim and all the tzaddikim in the Amora Samach Pela and in Uma, all in Miron, all of them should root for us. All of them should be Moya Rachmei Shemaim for us, especially now. Eretz Yisrael may be going into a third seger, a very strict kind of seger. The numbers of people getting sick are at a very high, over 8,000 people. If the statistics are accurate, they're saying over 8,000 people, new people, are getting sick every day just in Eretz Yisrael, and all over the world also. There's a lot going on. Hashem should have rachmanis on us and answer our tefillos, the tefillos of the living, together with the tefillos of all the tzaddikim who have passed away. We should be zeicha to see all the yeshuas and refuas that all of us need. Thank you again to all of you that are making this shir possible and everything that we do possible, Baruch Hashem. All the best.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
Rav, which is better to, according to some, it's better to embrace this horrible magefa, and then there are some that say, no way, I don't want to be locked down by fear. I just want to understand what the Breslov approach.
I hear the question. My answer is that I don't really know conclusively, but in terms of fear, I would say that all of us should use this only to motivate us to have fear of Hashem. That's one of the words that many people are leaving out in this discussion, and I think that's what the Yetzer Hara is really striving for here. Vaccine, corona, all of these words that are substitutes for the Hashem word. That Hashem is running the world and Hashem does everything, and we want to try to look into the Torah for guidance. The Torah does tell us there were magefas in the time of the Gemara, and that tzaddikim told people to stay inside. That when there is a magefa, the Zohar Kodesh says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai once came to a city and there was a magefa and he told people to stay inside. They brought they recited the ktoiris. To recite the Ktoris with Kavana is one of the most powerful antidotes to Magefa, to say Tehillim, to learn Torah. These are our most significant weapons. We put our faith and trust in Hashem, in Torah, in Tefillah, and Tzaddikim, more than anything else. At the same time, if there are many people who are sensitive to try to avoid Machloikis, that if a person's in a place where people don't want you standing right next to them, they don't want you breathing on them, to avoid machlokes, to be extremely sensitive and careful. I must run. To be continued tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, please. All the best.
Thank you, Rav Nathan.
Sure, all the best.
Can I say something, Rav Nathan? I spoke to my cousin yesterday that you know very well, and he said he agreed it's spreading around a lot in our neighborhood. Second of all, I learned with a kollel on the WhatsApp exposure. And it seems that this virus has been tested already for 10 years. That's what the doctor, who I learned, that's what they claim.
I hear. Bracha v'atzlacha to all.